Coach, good win tonight. I know got the big lead built up there in the third quarter. And, you know, the lead got down, but you hung on. You took care of business there at the end of the ball game. So, big win tonight.
I'm just really happy for our kids. It was a game that we really needed to get. The last two games, we had chances to win. We were behind most of the game. We fought to get back in those games. And there was all, you know, we couldn't put together four good quarters. And tonight, I wouldn't say that we exactly put together four great quarters, but our first two and a half were good enough that we were able to ride out that last quarter and a half and hang on for a win against a good ball club.
And that's kind of the thing we were talking about off, too, is you having a lead, when you play with a lead, it's a little bit different, too. And you can be a little tentative even when you're getting up and down sometimes.
Absolutely. And, you know, we knew they were going to make a run. We knew at some point that they were going to try to pick up and put some full court pressure on us, which we were comfortable with that, but I don't think that we were comfortable once we broke the initial pressure. Like, what are we looking for? So, you know, it was one of those things where I feel like some of our shots were rushed once we did beat that initial pressure, but, you know, we haven't played much with a lead, so, it's something to work on. It's something to, you know, learn from and get better going to the next game.
Coach, I kind of felt like on Tuesday, when Wade wasn't out there, nobody was really stepping up to say, I'm the guy that wants the ball. I thought you had two or three guys that did that tonight.
Absolutely. You know, looking at the sheet here in front of me, I mean, Quinn Stombaugh had a breakout game. And we knew it was coming. We knew it was only a matter of time. He hit some shots early. We got him on some couple backdoor cuts. It got layups. And for him to see the ball go through the net, I think it just, you know, got his confidence going, and he had a great game.
He's one of those guys, he's got all the talent in the world, does a lot of things. Sometimes he can try to do a little too much.
Sure, definitely. You know, but I felt like, you know, once he hit a couple shots and got his feet underneath him, I felt like he, you know, he played under control and made some free throws late, just plays with a ton of energy. And to see him, you know, finish at the rim a few times and make a perimeter shot that he's had a lot of good looks this year, and he hasn't shot it at a good percentage his first four games. So for him to get going early in the game, I think was a big key for us.
You mentioned finish. Man, he's a heck of a finisher. He gets close. He usually puts that ball down.
He really does. He's great at the rim. He finished with either hand. It was just great to see.
Coach, you know, you have a big lead. Kind of gets away from you. I know that's not what you want to do, but it also, when you talk about getting a lot out of a game, that gave you a lot out of this one because you had to step up, you had to hit some shots, you had to hit some free throws there at the end. So it kind of gave you a little bit of everything tonight.
Definitely, and I think the biggest thing was I struggled as a coach tonight with a rotation of guys in the second half. Andrew Casey was banged up. Wade Brandon was in foul trouble. Ian Whitehead was our best option on Millville. Mm-hmm. And he did a fantastic job. And then with Casey being banged up, we had to go to Lucas with Whitehead, and that's not a group that we're used to playing with on offense. So even though it gave us a better look on the defensive side of the floor, it hurt our offense at times. So kind of had to be selective with the balance there. And Lucas was great tonight, too, and his minutes off the bench, you know, rebounding, finishing at the basket. He drew some fouls and was the best look on Radel as well. And I thought Carter Robbins came in and did a nice job for us, scored on a backdoor cut, just makes good decisions with the basketball. And late in that game, we put Carter on Millville just with the size that he has, you know, just to give us a little different look with Ian not being in there. Isaac and Brenton are our two best perimeter defenders, but putting them on a guy 6'3", 6'4", is not the best look. So, you know, that's a thing we talk about as coaches, you know, with matchup wise and going into a game. And I'm just really happy for our kids. It's anybody can play when things are going well. Anybody can coach when things are going well. But we've dropped three games in a row, and it was an urgent game for us. It was an urgent night for us. We felt it. We felt like it was a big game for us, and I'm just so proud of the kids for answering the bell.
Coach talking about the guys you've got and in the rotation and things like that. That's still something you're kind of feeling out a little bit, isn't it, with that many guys?
Definitely. It's something that's always evolving and always, changing. But, the bottom line is every day that we're in the gym, we're, focused on getting better, and improving at everything. And, we want all our guys to be well-rounded, just really proud of them.
I thought Wade, he had the four fouls. You left him out there those last few minutes, offense, defense. He had to keep his butt on the floor, and he was able to do it.
He did, and he sat out. It's one of those things as a coach, it's tough. He sat out enough in the first half, and then he picked up his third foul early in the third quarter. And I know that we have a 16, 18-point lead, whatever it was, so the smart play would be to bring him to the bench, but he's already sat 5 minutes.
Right.
So it's like, do I really want to sit him if, five more minutes and then him to be that far out of rhythm? So we let him go for a couple minutes, and I don't even think it was that long. He got a rebound put back, and then he hit a three, and we're ready to sub for him. We got a guy at the bench, and sure enough, he took a charge. Was the next whistle. So if he doesn't take a charge there and he picks up his fourth foul, that could be a completely different game.
Yeah, you lose him for a long time.
Yes. Yeah. Hats off to him, first off, for sticking in there and taking that charge, But it's just one of those things, as a coaching staff, you have a feel, you go with your feel at that point, and we felt like he needed to play a couple more minutes even with the lead.
Coach, I know losses earlier, you get frustrated about them, but this is still a ball club you got high hopes for this year, definitely.
Season's a marathon.
That's right.
It's a marathon. We'll take it one game at a time. We're learning new things about this team every day. We're still figuring out.
A lot of young guys.
A lot of young guys, and we're figuring out how to coach them. And it's a long season, and. I think one of the goals, and especially here early with us losing some games, is you just try to keep their spirits up, try to keep their confidence up. And even after a win, tomorrow we're not coming in here, we don't want to be too high. We got a road game at Meridian, and it's a brand new day. So we just want to take it one game at a time and get better each day and, see where we're at, 2.5 months from now. So that's the goal. The goal is not, let's do great here this next week. It's where are we going to be 2.5 months from now? And if you just get a little bit better each and every day, you can make big time gains.
Nice going, Coach.
Appreciate it, Todd.